Rebels out west in the city of Mall train together in the mornings amid traffic. However, in this lush region, divisions within the rebel movement are apparent. Fighting in the war in 2003 and 2004 was the worst in Western Ivory Coast, and the main northern rebel group known as the MPC joined forces with two western-based factions known as MPGO and MGP in an umbrella group called the New Forces. But in many rebel-held western cities and crossings, those in control are often northerners from other parts of Ivory Coast, and some of their fighters are foreigners from shared ethnic groups. They often dominate rebels from the local ethnic Yakuba group. Few of the local fighters have arms. MPGO was initially founded to avenge the death of former ethnic Yakuba military leader Robert Gaye. He was killed midday September 19, 2002, in his pajamas in Abidjan, hours after the start of the rebellion. But MPGO commander Paul Congo says the outside rebels have taken control of his region.
Our cocoa farm, our forest, all then they use me for the will what they want, you know, because now they just get the power because they are in the arm. So they control everyone and they just give out all the people from the west.
One of the founders of MPGO, Bertin Thieu, tells VOA, his movement has been marginalized and that civilians are suffering.
Our region today, our school problem, our health problem is a serious something today. And our parents in the bush to sell their cocoa and coffee, but they are now free to sell all those things.
He warned that after the rebellion is over, there could be ethnic bloodletting between Yakubas and outsiders.
Anything will happen in our region if the MPC represents our movement always, anywhere, everywhere. Anything will happen in our region after election. The UN forces, those who represented the U.S. forces in Africa will be responsible.
He says UN peacekeepers are not taking the split seriously. The two men who are now in Abidjan say they represent more than 2,000 fighters in the West. At a recent news conference, a former close political advisor of top rebel leader Guillaume Soro said he was defecting as well. Alongside him was a commander of the other Western-based rebel movement, MGP. Rebels accused the political advisor in question, another ethnic Yakuba, Togba Mamadou, of having been a spy. Rebels refused to be recorded for this report. They said rebels know who their leaders are and that they are well consolidated, and that it happens that fringe groups seek their own publicity. The defections come as a new prime minister is trying to form an all-inclusive government with a mandate to prepare disarmament and free and fair elections before October 2006. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.